This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Let me just start off with this. If he's healthy, he plays. All right? If he's 100% or something resembling Jaden Daniels, and they think he can be Jaden Daniels, he plays. Like, you're not going to hold him out of the game if he's no longer injured. If he's injured, I'm all for being cautious and holding him out. If he's not going to be able to play like Jaden Daniels, if there's like a twinge when he torques himself or he rotates to throw the football, or he's going to, you know, not feel as free to run and make plays, then I don't want him to play. But if he is okay, he plays. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday during football season. We're week 8 already in the NFL. It's not exactly the halfway mark. That comes halfway through next week's games because it is an 18-week season, playing 17 games. And Washington's got a big one on Sunday against Chicago. And Adam Schefter yesterday tweeted out the following after Jaden Daniels was held out of practice for a second straight day. He tweeted out, where is it? I had it here a moment ago. Quote, Washington plans to attempt to try to practice Jaden Daniels on Friday. Close quote. So at some point, probably in the first hour or two of the show, we'll probably find out if he's practicing. I don't know if that means we're going to find out definitively if they're going to play him. Obviously, if they practice him today, they're trying to determine whether or not he's ready to go or not. And Quinn's going to have more on that during his post-presser. Right, Denton? Does he talk after or before practice today?
He talks after practice.
Do you remember?
He talks after practice. He talks after practice on Friday. So probably be around like 12-ish or so.
It will be right around 12-ish?
That's generally, that's why we've had to move Ben, because he talks like right at 12:15. So hopefully around that time.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm looking to see, because they send out the itinerary for the week. And on Friday, it is... All right, practice 11:10 a.m. Coach will be available after practice. Yeah, and that's typically sometime around, you know, 12 noon, 12:15-ish, something like that. Look, I don't even think, honestly, the quarterback on Sunday is the key to a win over Chicago. And I'll get to my keys to a win, Washington beats the Bears, if coming up here in the first hour of the show. Now, do I think that they've got a better chance with Jaden Daniels against the Bears healthy? Of course I do. I'm not sitting here telling you that there's no difference between Mariota and Jaden Daniels. Don't mistake me complimenting Marcus Mariota's performance on Sunday for I think they're better off with Marcus Mariota or there's no difference. Of course there's a difference. But I actually think defensively that's the key Sunday. They've got to get some stops on Sunday. And offensively, they've got to do some things if Mariota's the starting quarterback to keep him from becoming a one-dimensional dropback quarterback. Something that Jaden's already proven he can do. Which, you know, when you think about it, and we talked about this after the Baltimore game, there are very few quarterbacks in the NFL, but it is quite the luxury to have a quarterback that you can still be productive with when you are one-dimensional. There aren't many teams that can do that with their quarterback. And I think Jaden's already proven that against the Ravens when they couldn't run the football, and they really didn't even try to run the football. And yet, he was delivering dime after dime from the pocket. But again, I kind of came on the air here having read a couple of tweets from various people concerned now that he might play. What are you concerned about? What do you know? You don't know anything. I don't think this group's going to say, oh, man, I know he's in pain, but we're going to pad that thing up. Doc says if we pad it up good enough, he should be okay. You know, I mean, if he takes a direct shot, it could be bad and he could be out for a lot longer, but we're going to go ahead and play him anyway. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that in week 8. You know, it's not even about, you know, protecting the franchise. It's about that it's a week 8 game. And after this game, you've got another 9 football games. And you're already 5-2. And, you know, there's nothing that says have to win Sunday. This came from Paul. Paul just wrote, I'll be very disappointed if they don't take the cautionary route. Schefter's tweet was disturbing. Disturbing? God, some of you are just so emotionally just triggered after. Look, I'm not saying that you don't have reasons to be, okay? We went through it together for 25 years. We did. It was bad. I don't think anybody that's new to this town, in that organization or outside of it, can understand what we all went through. And there is a lot of trauma that still lingers to this very day. But there is no chance you would get me on board with, he feels great, he looks great, I mean, doesn't have any pain anywhere, but, you know, we're just going to give it a week. Why? I mean, for what? If he's going to be the same Sunday as he would be next Sunday, well, then play him this Sunday. And if he's not, don't play him. Doesn't seem that hard to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.